Good morning, this is your severe weather outlook for Monday, August 3, 2020. I am Extreme Weather's AI meteorologist, James Johnson. Here are your severe weather headlines in under a minute. First, Isaias is forecast to make landfall possibly as a hurricane in the Carolinas tonight, causing dangerous storm surge and flash flooding for the eastern seaboard. Second, showers and thunderstorms are expected in the eastern half of the U.S. along a couple of frontal systems. And finally, dangerous heat continues in the desert southwest and intermountain west. Tropical storm Isaias will deliver heavy rainfall, flash and urban flooding, high winds, dangerous storm surge, coastal flooding, life-threatening surf, rip currents, and severe thunderstorms with tornadoes to portions of the eastern U.S. through early this week. Isaias is expected to track from just offshore of northeastern Florida toward coastal South and North Carolina on Monday. And now here is your detailed severe weather outlook for today. Tropical storm Isaias will continue to move northward through the far western Atlantic today and could regain hurricane strength before making landfall in the Carolinas tonight. Regardless of whether Isaias is a strong tropical storm or a hurricane, the impacts should be similar, and Isaias will cause high winds in the Carolinas and potentially in areas under tropical storm watches farther north. Life-threatening storm surge is possible along the coasts of Florida, Georgia, the Carolinas, and up toward the Chesapeake Bay as Isaias moves northward very quickly. In fact, Isaias is forecast to move through the mid-Atlantic on Tuesday and through the northeast late Tuesday into Wednesday morning. Very heavy rainfall and life-threatening flash and urban flooding are threats along the storm's track through the eastern seaboard, along with minor to moderate river flooding. Moderate risks of flash flooding are in place for much of the Carolinas and mid-Atlantic through Tuesday as widespread rainfall totals of 3 to 6 inches are expected, with isolated maximum totals of 8 inches. A few tornadoes are also possible ahead of Isaias in the Carolinas today and tonight. Please see the National Hurricane Center for additional and updated information on Isaias. Elsewhere, showers and thunderstorms are possible in the mid-Atlantic north of Isaias today, as well as back along a frontal system in the Ohio Valley and Great Lakes. There is also potential for scattered thunderstorms in much of the high plains today and tomorrow, near a quasi-stationary front expected to eventually move eastward late on Tuesday. Marginal to slight risks of severe weather are in place there. Temperatures are expected to remain hot across the desert southwest, with temperatures in the 110s prompting excessive heat warnings again in some areas. Heat advisories also remain in place for portions of the central Great Basin, as above normal temperatures continue. Red flag warnings are also in effect today over portions of the Great Basin, where there should be favorable conditions for fire weather. Temperatures are expected to be over 100 degrees to near record levels in the southern high plains Tuesday and Wednesday. Meanwhile, cooler than average temperatures with highs only in the 70s are expected for the northern central plains and the Midwest. This is James Johnson reporting for Extreme Weather. Our weather information is derived from the National Weather Service Weather Prediction Center, located in College Park, Maryland. Our outlook uses AI technology developed by Extreme Weather, and our audio broadcast is digitally mastered by Jarvis Media Group. Have a great start to your week, and please stay weather aware.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Extreme Weather. Funding for this broadcast is provided in part by our viewers and their donations. We would like to thank our viewers for their continued support of this Extreme Weather program. Thank you for listening, and please check back often for further weather updates that may impact you and your area.